VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to this week's Pronunciation Challenge. Have you ever heard of the story of Paul the Octopus? Back in 2008, there was an octopus that could predict the outcome of the UEFA Fever Cup. He was able to predict 4 out of 6 games, and then later in 2010, he predicted all of the outcomes for the 2010 Fever World Cup. There are many stories stating that octopuses are intelligent species and can memorize faces. I saw a video one time about how a couple had saved an octopus at the beach. The next day, they found the same octopus had come back and was extremely friendly with the couple. The octopus followed them everywhere, and lots of netizens were saying that the octopus was trying to say thank you to the couple for saving his life. Octopuses are also known as puzzle solvers, as scientists have used different experiments for octopuses to escape, and they all managed to escape. Makes you wonder how such a small animal has so much intelligence. Well, let's find out how smart these animals really are, so let's get started. Those head contains impressively large brains, with a brain-to-body ratio similar to that of other intelligent animals, and a complex nervous system with about as many neurons as that of a dog. 那这个意思就是说，他们的头部内有着令人 印象深刻的巨大大脑，它们大脑与身体的比例和其他智慧动物差不多，并具有一只狗差不多的复杂神经系统。Alright, let's get to the pronunciation tips. And the first word we have is impressively. Not impressively, 它有四个音节，就是 impressively. Impressively, 记得 impressively, 四个音节可以分着这样子来念。 那我们下一个字就是 complex, complex. Complex的话, 我们听得出来就是有两个音节, complex, com and plex. 那最后一个字就是 neurons, 那 neurons的话, 那个NEU 听起来像在念 new, neurons, neurons, 然后 neurons也是 有两个音节。 Okay, let's get to the vocabulary words. 那我们的第一个字就是 ratio. 那 ratio 它是一个名词， 它的意思就是比例或比率。 So ratio is a noun. It means the relationship between two groups or amount that expresses how much bigger one is than the other. For example, the working expenses were reduced in a progressively larger ratio. 那这个意思就是说， 工作费用已较大的比例逐渐调降。 Okay, the next word we have is complex. 那 complex 它是一个形容词， 它的意思就是复杂的。 So complex is an adjective. It means involving a lot of different but related parts. So for example, students in the algebra class struggled with the complex word problems because they had no idea how to solve them. 这个意思就是代数课的学生深受复杂单词问题的困扰，因为他们不知道如何解决这些问题。Okay, 我们今天最后一个字呢， 那就是nervous。 那nervous的话， 它也是个形容词， 它的意思就是担心的，紧张不安的。 So nervous is an adjective. It means worried and anxious. So for example, although she was nervous and experiencing stage fright, the singer was able to sing through her anxiety. 那这个意思就是说，虽然她很紧张，怯怯场，但这位歌手仍战胜焦虑，成功唱歌了。那我们还有一个就是 nervous system， 那这个 nervous 不太一样。那 nervous system 的话，它就是神经系统。然后 nervous system 它是一个名词。 So nervous system is a noun, is means an animal or person's nervous system constants of its brain and all the nerves in its body that together make movement and feeling possible by sending messages around the body. Alright, I think that's enough for one day. I'm surprised that a tiny little animal can be so smart. I think it's interesting to see how evolution has taken us. I wouldn't have thought such small species would be so smart. I think a lot of animals actually show intelligence. For example, pigs are actually known to be smarter animals compared to dogs and cats. What are your thoughts on animals that show intelligence? Let me know in the comments below, and as usual, I'll see you next week. Peace.